Joining me now, pitch side, is the groundsman, Ben Bowen. Another great job you've done by the looks of things.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, we vertidrained it on the Thursday before the Leicester game. And just to make sure that that game was on, and if we did have a little bit of rain, it would take the little bit of surface water away. But that worked. So I put the earthquake on here in a couple of little areas where we got problems. And that's worked like I did it yesterday, so it's worked this morning. It's dried overnight, so that's not an issue, which is all a plus sign for us today. So,
and there's another little bit of kit that you've been showing me with those rotating blades on.
Yeah, it's a little Kentex rotary mower. It's got a little brush on the back, which picks up all the little bits of debris off the heels off stud, just little bits of debris it is. And just smartens the pitch up and puts stripes in, and it does a good little job on here.
And you had a tip from an 85-year-old former groundsman as to what to do with a little bit of secret bit of kit.
Yeah, a little bit of secret kit. Oh, yeah, a little bit of Harris fencing. It's a little bit of a drag mat type thing. That just shines the pitch up and makes the grass stand up, so we don't have that uneven roll with the ball. So, you don't get them bobbles. It's got a little piece of, good bit of
good advice.
It's basically just a piece of metal fencing,
pretty much.
With a heavy metal plate on the top, a couple of straps, and then you drag it behind and it takes all the divots away.
Yeah, that's it. It's just, I didn't believe at the start when the old boy told me, and done it. I've done it now for 5 years at Lemps Towns Grounds. Now I'm doing it at Egger Street. I think it's a great bit of kit.
Certainly made the surface look very smooth. Okay, it's obviously going to cut up a little bit soft, maybe right on the top, but overall you think it's quite firm under there?
It's great. It's nice and firm. It's been firm all season. Like I said, there's just one area, which everybody knows about, which is soft, where we have got a problem. But it's 1% of the pitch. Rest of the pitch is firm. Good.
You got some issues with worm casts or something as well?
Yeah, we got worm casts. They've always been here. When we did it in League One, when Graham Turner was here, we had worm casts. Always worm cast problems here. But we're trying to get on top of it, but it's just going to be a little bit more of a headache again. So
I know the club staff, are really happy with the way things have gone, considering the winter storms that we've had. So, have you had any messages from the players? What do they think?
I've had a couple of messages off Ryan Green. Has just messaged me and just said thank you very much. And I know the boys. They're appreciative of what we do. And
I think they'd be the first to complain if there was something wrong, wouldn't they?
Oh, without a doubt. But, if there was a problem with the pitch, I don't really watch the game. I watch the ball and how the ball moves. And, if we got problems, I'll ring Beads on a Monday. Has he got any issues with the pitch? If he has, we deal with it throughout the week and go from there. So it's kind of like a contracted job for 2 hours a week. But it is 5 days a week here. I'm always on the blower talking about the pitch. So,
and sometimes when we're away from home, apparently you're in the tractor here listening to Radio Hereford Football Club commentary.
Always listen to it wherever I am. If I can't get away with the boys, to go away with them, I'm normally at Egger Street preparing for the next game. But that's the job I love doing. So, and I love being here at Egger Street. It's good we got it back. So, we've got to get a surface for what Beads wants. And I know the surface what Beads wants because I've dealt with him before when he had his under-18s down with Leinster Town, because I had groundsman there. So I know what he wants, and it's a big job to get the pitch to where he wants it. It's quite hard.
Brilliant effort. Thanks very much, Ben.
Thank you.